The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, with Anton Lesser as Marcus Didius Falco.
Who was so close to Socia that she could not bring herself to betray them? It was obvious. With a sinking heart, I put on my best toga and made my way to the palace to do what had to be done.
You have news for me? What's that? New evidence?
I think so, sir. Socia left this note. It's only just come to light. It lists the conspirators.
I told you Domitian was to be left out of this.
That's not what I wanted you to see.
Well, then. All the others, the Lady Helena already.
Look, there's one Socia rubbed out.
Yes.
If we melt the wax off the backing board, we may find she scraped into the wood.
Well, that would destroy the list.
That's why I wanted you to see it. But
worth it if the missing name is still visible.
He had one of the servants do it, but before he gave it back to me...
Whose name do you think this is, Falco?
It must be one of the Camillus brothers. But I don't know which.
Her uncle, Decimus, or her father, Publius. That poor little girl.
When you think about it, it's obvious. A kidnapping
but
was
you
just...
You thought Pertinax found out she was hiding the stolen ingot in her bank box.
Decimus or Publius didn't need to find out. They knew. Decimus suggested it.
The kidnapping was a cover-up.
I think so. That's speculation, but...
You have harder evidence?
Before she died, Socia wrote to her cousin. She said she had identified the house of the man connected with her kidnappers.
But she didn't say which house.
After the kidnapping, she wasn't allowed out. The conspirators must either have visited her uncle or her father next door.
You're right. So the other name is either Decimus or Publius.
Hilaris was implicating one of his wife's brothers.
Did you ever consider Hilaris himself might be implicated?
Not once I met him. Only case I've been involved in where the government officials were the honest ones.
Yeah. Did it make you consider aiming for a higher rank yourself? My father is anxious to build up the list with good men.
But the property qualification is land worth 400,000 sesterces. I don't even own my own apartment.
If you make a success of this case...
Am I still needed? When Gaius Hilaris writes again...
Well, maybe some time. We've sent an urgent message by signal flare, but with the traffic being so heavy because of the triumph tomorrow...
Do we need him to write again? The tablet tells you everything.
I'm afraid we do.
Finally, he showed me. She had scratched the wood, but no name was decipherable.
Worth a try. We shall just have to find out for ourselves. Do you have any idea which brother it is?
No, sir. The senator seemed anxious to help your father.
Yes.
But that gave him the opportunity to sabotage our efforts.
That's true.
On the other hand, his brother Publius was certainly a very close associate of Attius Pertinax.
You're very protective of this family, aren't you?
I wouldn't say that.
Only some of them.
Falco, I can't force you to go on with the case, but I wish you would.
I honestly don't know if I'm the right man for the job. I can round up a thief or a thug and throw him at your feet with a noose round his neck.
Is a cornered traitor going to be that different? Or the brutal murderer of that poor girl?
All right. I'll honour my contract. Find those men.
And the stolen ingots.
Well, they have to be in the warehouse in Knapp Lane.
Well, my men haven't been able to find them. And I can't keep them hanging around there any longer.
Might be better if they weren't.
I've told the Lady Helena they will leave tomorrow.
Could you arrange for that information to get back to her family, too?
I'd gone to the palace hoping I could wash my hands of this hateful case. And it's the cases you hate most that never let you go. The next day, I went to all my family, my mother, all my sisters, all their children, to watch Vespasian's triumph. For that alone, my soul deserves quiet rest in the Elysian fields.
Look, Marcia! Here comes the Emperor!
Yes, there he was. Four powerful white horses dragged his mighty chariot into the great hall roar of the crowd.
Oh, and here's Titus!
He rode in a second great chariot, looking as if his heart was going to burst.
And I suppose that must be Domitian.
Very pretty.
Handsome is as handsome does.
So there they all were. They hadn't made it. Three Sabine provincials no one had ever heard of until last year had, with good luck and some merit, made themselves the dynastic princes of Rome. Enough to bring tears to your eyes. Unless you're a Republican.
Look, Uncle Marcus. There's the man who used to live in your house.
What man?
That wine waiter the landlord let your apartment to while you were in Britain. Over there.
Bit of a coincidence. He's ended up just where...
Oh, I was a fool. Of course it wasn't a coincidence. He was a plant. But he was still watching me. We'd see about that.
I just remembered something I've got to do, Mother.
Oh, but Marcus!
That's what I thought. I finally lost him in the spice markets. A watchman guarding the manhole where the sewer men were still digging under Knapp Lane had drunk his way through one skinful and was having a little snooze before he started on the next. And a girl was loitering at the top of Knapp Lane, not just any girl. It was Helena's maid. I asked her where her mistress was and got a reply I didn't want to hear. She was in the warehouse. Worse than that, she'd given her maid something for me. It was wrapped in a scarf. I sent her to tell Helena's mother as discreetly as she could that I was with Helena, and if she wasn't home for dinner, to tell the senator. When she'd gone, I unfolded the scarf. There it was. Cersei's jet bracelet. The one stolen from me when we got back from Britain. Helena had found it. She knew the name of the last conspirator. I walked to the warehouse. There were a lot of new wagons in the lane, so the broken-down old croc, which was the only vehicle I remembered being here before, had been shunted along a couple of yards. There was a manhole with its lid off. The old wagon must have been hiding it. The warehouse door was shut, but someone had kindly left the key in the lock.
Helena?
She wasn't there, but someone had been. Someone had left the key in the door. Someone was coming back. I went back into the lane to talk to the watchman.
How's this sewer work going?
The cracks keep coming back. Always in the same place.
Oh. Where?
Well, by the pepper warehouse. Only they're too iron mighty to have their yard dug up.
Why don't they just use the manhole?
What manhole?
Oh, Jupiter.
I had found the silver pigs. I sat there with my hat over my eyes, trying to take it all in. A man walked past. A man I recognized. He walked over to the false manhole and climbed in. Helena's uncle Publius had gone to investigate, though whether as a villain anxious to secure his loot or an innocent concerned citizen, I still didn't know. But there was one way to find out. There was enough light from the manhole above for me to make my way to the open doorway at the end of the passage. I watched Publius from the darkness. He'd lit a lamp. As usual, Helena Justina was way ahead of me.
Splendid, isn't it? A secret saffron vault. I thought the soldiers wouldn't find it.
You knew about it? Pertinax brought you here.
To show me the perfumes. He was very proud of it.
I know.
A dry cellar with a secret door where the most costly spices could be kept safe. Such a simple trick, having the entrance in the lane.
Yes, I was never sure it was safe.
Oh, it is. I'll show you. Let me light some more lamps.
Soon there was more than enough light to illuminate the treasures of this cavern. In the middle of the floor was a somber block, chest high. It was the silver pigs.
Is Falco here?
No.
Got tired of you, did he?
He'd like to see this. A down payment on the Empire. What a pity he discovered three-quarters of it no longer contains any silver at all.
Clever old Falco. So what are you doing down here all alone?
Thinking. Wondering if this was where Socia was murdered.
It's too late to make any difference.
Fair, reverent and dutiful. Father read me your eulogy. He was so upset.
He seems to be coping.
Not as well as he was. He told me he felt as if he were drowning in a whirlpool. I see why now.
What do you mean?
Isn't it obvious? Pertinax may have provided the warehouse, this secret vault, but he hadn't the brains to come up with a plot as devious as this.
Then who?
My father organized it. didn't he?
Did he?
So we're ruined. All of us.
Oh, Helena. I knew, of course. I'd known for a long time. I just wasn't sure you'd realised.
He sounded sincere enough. But he might still be in the plot. And if he was, Helena must know.
What are you going to do about it?
If I can, put it right.
I'm surprised you saw through him.
Pertinax may have pressured him. Blackmailed him, even.
About what?
His involvement in the plot. My father would do anything to stave off family disgrace.
His struggles drew him in further. It's plausible.
I was married to Pertinax. Maybe he did it to protect me.
You think you're his weakness?
Every man has one, according to Falco.
If we are to salvage anything from this, we shall have to find some way of silencing that young man.
I've tried one way.
I choked. A cold fist clenched in my stomach.
I thought you might have. This unexpected legacy must be a godsend. Now you can run away together.
Not very likely. Falco's been trying to get rid of me since he started this case.
That's not what my spies tell me.
Really? And which spies are these, Uncle?
The tension was unbearable. Something had to give.
Who's there?
My lady, allow me to congratulate you on the quality of your merchandise.
Well, well, well.
Falco, what are you doing here?
I was looking for the silver pigs. And there they are.
I went over to look at them and stubbed my toe on something, a plain brass inkwell. But the ink had dried up long ago. We all looked at it. No one spoke. I put it in my tunic pocket. I shivered.
They're having a lot of trouble with the sewers round here. Their roofs keep caving in. A few barrels of nutmegs wouldn't bring them down, but all that lead would.
Very logical.
Now the political plot's dead in the water, the ringleader wants to sell these ingots for himself, which explains all those wagons waiting in the lane. He'll move them after curfew tonight.
You think so?
And when he comes back, I'll be waiting for him.
Falco, you can't do this. It's my father. You can't arrest Papa.
Titus could.
There's no evidence against him.
He volunteered to help find the first stolen ingot.
Circumstantial.
He knew when we were due home. He arranged that ambush.
You can't prove that.
As a matter of interest, lady, why have you never mentioned the existence of this vault?
You know why she didn't.
She was intending to let her father make good his escape with whatever silver there's left.
I'm saying nothing.
Very loyal. I'm impressed. Must have been a shock for you, sir. Your highly connected brother is Domitian's paymaster.
Shut up, Falco.
Madam here, who so admires a hard-working emperor who keeps his account straight, yet seems prepared to let a noble father defraud the mint.
She is a dutiful daughter.
She has higher loyalties. Helena Justina, you know you can't do this. I know you can't.
You know nothing about me, Falco.
But I wanted to find out. Listen to me, your ladyship. When you and I were in Britain, you believed Sosia had told me who the conspirators are.
Yes, but you said...
I didn't know then, but I do now.
What do you know?
That before she died, she identified all the conspirators, left me their names.
So where is this interesting list now?
At the palace. The evidence is safe, so I beg you, Helena, leave now. What has happened here and what happens today need have nothing to do with you.
Wrong, Falco.
I am?
Your information can't be worth much. Or you'd realize Helena Justina has been at the center of this plot since she was first married to Pertinax.
You have to admit it made sense. Our eyes met.
Oh, dear gods. You believe him?
I've never seen such contempt in anyone's face. Fortunately, I didn't have to look for very long. Some kind person hit me on the back of the head, and everything went black. I wasn't quite myself when I came round. Publius was tying up my arms and feet. My thoughts were racing. If it was Helena, why did she tell me Pertinax owned the contraband ship? Why did she give Titus the conspirators' names? Why did she send me Sosia's bracelet?
Keep still.
Where's Helena?
Outside.
Did you have to say that about her?
It only matters if you cared for her.
No, it only matters if she cared for me.
You made a mess of that.
I make a mess of everything.
Though I knew a horse who could have told him that wasn't entirely true.
Don't try anything, Falco. Neither you nor my brother should have us followed.
He went out. His men started moving the pigs. I recognized the thugs who tried to kidnap Sosia.
They finished. I could hear the carts rumble away, sneaking out of Rome while everyone was at the Triumph. Lucky I always kept a knife hidden in my boot. With one bound, I was free. Only joking. After several bouts of apoplexy and two shredded wrists, I was free. I went up to the yard. Deserted, so I tried the warehouse. They were still there. Helena wasn't even tied up. Her greedy uncle was helping himself to sackloads of peppercorns.
I can't let you rob my clients, sir.
Oh, dear gods, Falco, don't you ever give up.
No point lying still in the dark until some villain comes to stick his blade in my guts.
Not when you're armed. That was careless of me.
I had the dagger in my hand, and something else.
Why take Sosia's bracelet? Why keep it? A trophy? A memento or guilt? Did you kill your daughter?
You want to know who killed Sosia? You did, with your stupid meddling.
Don't blame the clown for the circus.
We both know who killed her. Domitian.
Oh, gods.
Nothing you could do about it without incriminating yourself, however horrified you were.
Wild speculation, you have no evidence.
His initials are on the inkwell you saw me find in the vault.
Oh, Falco.
She found him alone. Domitian realized she must recognize his famous face. She had to be silenced, or his involvement would be known to the world. He acted in haste. Someone, him, you, Pertinax, carried her body up to the vault. But then the Aventine Watch appeared. The Aventine Watch. And me.
Oh, Marcus.
Who found her bracelet?
I did.
You.
You stood there and let me accuse my father, the man who spent 20 years covering up your disgrace.
Is that what he tells you?
He's too loyal to do that. Aunt Ilia told me. Your public career that ended so abruptly, your political speculations, shady business deals, women. Sosia. You'd have had her exposed on a midden, but as usual, father stepped in to do the decent thing.
Decimus the decent.
You made his life a misery. You even talked him into marrying me to a man he disliked, so you could persuade Pertinax to help import the silver.
Even Sosia knew. Your name's on a list she gave me, condemned to a common informer by your own child.
What a team you are. Made for the middle rank. Life with a high moral tone and little else. No ceremony abroad, no style or power at home. Well, not for me.
You had comfort and leisure all your life. What more did you want?
Luxury and influence.
Then take the silver. Let it be my gift from my poor father. Go away and never trouble any of us again.
I'm more concerned. None of you should trouble me.
He went for his sword, made a move towards her. I've been waiting for this. I sprang. It wasn't easy. In some shaded corner of the Empire, he'd learnt tricks a middle-class gentleman ought not to know. Fortunately, I wasn't middle-class. I disarmed him. Helena picked up his sword.
Stay where you are. It's over.
Not bad. For the scum of the Sabura slums.
Don't move.
What now, Falco?
The palace of Vespasian can decide.
You're a fool. Share the silver with me. The spices too, and the girl.
Your niece has terrible taste, but not as bad as that. You're finished. My mate Petronius isn't going to miss an illegal wagon train. The game's up, Publius.
Let me choose my own way, then.
Death with a high moral tone, a middle-class traitor too honourable to hang.
Give him one last chance to redeem himself.
No, Helena!
It was too late. She'd given him his sword, and he had it at her throat.
Let her go.
Falco, your one weak point.
Oh, my only strength.
Stay back!
He was standing between me and the door. He had the best light, but I had the best view.
Behind you, Publius.
Oh, Falco, not that old trick.
He's yours, partner.
Then he heard what I could see. He turned. I grabbed Helena and hit her face in my chest. I let her look. It was all over. Her uncle was dead. Beside him in a pool of blood, a sword, not his. Beside that, his executioner.
What did our trainer say, Marcus? To kill a man with a sword takes strength, speed, and a real desire to see him dead. Oh, my brother. Hail and farewell.
Oh, father.
I brought his daughter to him. Clinging to me, she embraced him.
I embraced them both. This was Rome. There were formalities, of course. We were summoned to the palace to see Titus.
Splendid work, Falco. I told you my father was looking for suitable men to join the middle rank. We'd like to offer you the 400,000 sesterces you need.
That's a generous bonus, sir. But I can't accept it. I haven't finished my work. I was hired to expose the man who murdered Sosia Camillina.
Vespasian has personally closed that account.
It will never be closed for me.
I understand. We all mourn for that poor girl. But you must understand that Rome needs to believe in its first family. Emperors make their own rules.
That's why I'm a Republican.
Take it, Marcus. For my daughter's sake. It would enable you to...
I know what it would enable me to do, sir. Your daughter deserves better than that. Ladyship, you know how it is. You said it yourself. Every case a girl, every new case a new girl. But I brought you a present from Britain. Do you remember me by? The grateful gift of a lead mine slave. I gave Helena Justina the silver ring. It was engraved now.
Anima mea.
My soul. I closed her fingers firmly round my gift. Then I left. I went up to the embankment. I hunched into my toga, listening to Rome at night, fighting back my panic at what I had done. When I was calm, and very cold, I went back to the palace. I asked to see Titus. After a while, a cheery old cove came out in his slippers.
The young princes are tucked up in bed. Will I do?
I thought he would. He was the emperor.
So, you're Falco. You look a bit peaky. Take a seat. Want a cup of wine?
I'm just a bit cold. Please don't trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. There are unlimited cupbearers and flagon pourers waiting in the corridor for a chance to show off their stuff.
How relaxing for you.
Well, I stopped relaxing when I saw the wage bill. Though... we've saved quite a bit on you, from what I hear.
Yes, well, I've changed my mind about that.
That's a pity. I've changed mine.
What?
Oh, that'll teach you to look a gift horse in the mouth. I could offer you a job, though.
What job?
The job you do now. Informer. Only working for me.
You don't like informers?
Well, you don't like emperors. Oh, I don't dislike informers as such. Only the work they do.
I feel the same about emperors.
This is all about the Camillus girl, isn't it?
Well...
I don't believe in unsuitable liaisons across the ranks. Titus says she's a sensible girl.
Until she got involved with me.
If you were to earn the 400,000, I might consider admitting you.
You want me to earn 400,000 pieces of silver?
Isn't she worth it?
What could I say to that? But there was one thing I had to say before I left. I wanted you to see this.
It was Domitian's inkwell.
I gather it won't be needed in evidence now?
No.
So, I thought I'd keep it. As a memento.
He let me take it away. He wasn't a bad bloke. For an emperor. I'd had enough. I went home, where, as it turned out, someone was waiting for me on the balcony.
I thought you were never coming back. Drunk?
Sobering rapidly. How long have you been waiting?
Hours. Are you surprised?
I thought I'd never see you again. Lady, what can I say?
You could call me Helena for a start.
Helena.
I'll go if you want me to.
No, it's too late, too dark, too dangerous. Stay.
Where have you been? With a woman?
On business.
I'm glad to see you.
Me specifically, or just anyone at all?
You specifically.
I explained where I'd been.
You're working for the Emperor.
I'm working for enough money to qualify me for second rank.
How long will that take you?
About 400 years.
I can wait.
That's if I never eat and live in a barrel under a bridge. I won't let you wait.
I'll do what I want. You once said for you to love me would be a tragedy. What if I love you?
You know how I live. I couldn't bring you here. My prospects are virtually nil. I can't insult you with promises. Accept how things are. Say nothing. Run while you can.
It's too late for that.
That was a moment. But it passed. I stood looking over Rome. At least if I was alone now, she had said what she said. I'd have that memory to keep me going. But I wasn't alone.
Marcus.
She was still there.
You know that I shall have to take you home.
Tomorrow. But if you want me to stay tonight...
Oh, I want you to stay.
I believe it's customary.
I picked her up and carried her over the threshold into my bedroom. She didn't weigh as much as a silver pig. Where had I got that silly idea? Not quite too heavy to handle, though difficult to steal.
Anima mea.
Tomorrow, I would have to take her back.
My soul.
That was tomorrow. Tonight, she was mine.
In The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, Falco was played by Anton Lesser, Helena by Fritha Goody, Decimus by Robert Lister, and Titus by Jonathan Keeble. Richard Derrington played Publius, Michael Tudor Barnes, Vespasian, Frances Jeta, Falco's mother, and Helen Monk's Marcia. The Silver Pigs was dramatised by Mary Cutler and directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.